Welcome to Disrespect, exploring the stigma around disability, providing information and interviews to entertain and challenge listeners who care about, or care for, or may themselves have become someone with a disability. This week, Disrespect welcomes you with a revisit of our May 2005 interview with OCAP on the special diet program, the one the Liberals are trying to plug a loophole so you can't get it right now. Disrespect welcomes to the show today OCAP volunteer Sean Rainey from Toronto. Sean is here to talk to us about a new kind of help that OCAP is giving to people on fixed incomes. Sean, welcome to the show.
Thanks.
People will be interested to know that there is more income available. How did OCAP stumble across this and decide that it was useful for them?
Well, there had been members who had been actually getting this special diet benefit. We had been working on some other stuff around getting people everything that we can get them on welfare and disability, just because people just can't make ends meet on, I think, 530 something amount that they're getting. You know, the average rent in Toronto for a one-bedroom place is $700-$800.
Right.
So, like, people are just not able to do it.
Right.
So it came up at one of our meetings that why don't we try to mobilize around this and get people this money.
Right.
And start talking to health professionals that were progressive and that would work with us to help people get this money.
So it's with OCAP members who were getting this benefit, and other members realized that on an income so low that more people might be qualified for a dietary supplement than they thought. How did the idea evolve to turn this into a series of workshops and get the whole 250?
Well, the thing is, just from the very nature of this allowance, the idea of the clinics, they're medical clinics. We need, just because the nature of the allowance is that you need a health professional, either a doctor or
true.
A nurse practitioner or a dietitian, to write a letter for you, basically.
Yep.
Or if you're on ODSP, to fill out a form.
Mm-hmm.
To basically get a prescription to get food.
Mm-hmm.
So we knew that if we were going to be working to get as many people as this as possible, especially with the fact that there is a health professional shortage in the province of Ontario.
True.
And that people don't really have ready access, and also the fact that a lot of doctors don't have much class consciousness and aren't aware of what it's like to be poor.
Yeah.
We had an instance the other day with a doctor from Regent Park, which is a poor community here in Toronto.
Girard and Parliament,
There was a doctor in that community who said that they couldn't give someone's kid a letter saying that they needed vitamin supplements because she doesn't know whether or not kids need vitamins to be healthy. People are spending so much of their money on rent, so much on bills, so much on everything else that a lot of the time there's not much left over for food. People are relying on food banks. Like, the reliance on food banks now is the highest it's ever been, and the donations are so low. Like, the food banks are crying out for more donations.
That's true. It sounds like you had to find some empathetic professionals, some professionals who understood the consequences
exactly,
of living
right.
on a low income.
Yeah, for sure.
Where did you find them?
Well, there's doctors that are working with community health centers here in Toronto, at Regent Park Community Health Center, Queen West, Parkdale Community Health Center. And it's not every doctor or whatever that work in these institutions. It's some individual ones.
Yeah.
The thing is, if you're a health professional and you see poor people day in, day out, and treating poor people and the illnesses that poor people get, a lot of the times these things are related to malnourishment and related to bad diet.
Yep.
And it just makes sense that if you're going to take a preventative stance rather than a treatment stance, which health professionals, if they're doing their job, should, are going to recognize that people need to eat healthy to be healthy.
Yep.
Right? Yep. And, like, the idea to get the full 250, that for us that was pretty much a no-brainer. People need as much money out of this government as they can get, because they've been starved for so long. This has been 10 years since those cuts, and those cuts were drastic back then. And the prices of living have gone up substantially.
Yep.
And the welfare rates were raised a measly 3% by the Liberals, because it was cut by almost a quarter. That's when you're living on a poverty income, a quarter of what you're living on is a lot.
Yeah. Well, and especially if you say, you know, people now are only permitted assistance to move once every 2 years, and they have to live in a community where one-bedroom rates are $700 on an income of $530 for everything, clothes, shelter, bus tickets. I know that the percentage of the poverty line that these incomes represent goes down the bigger the family.
Yeah.
The people living on $530 may not feel like it, but they're the creme de la creme. The single mothers are getting the worst deal.
For sure. One of the good things about this special diet allowance is you can get the $250 extra a month for each member of the family unit.
I didn't know that.
So if you're a mom with two kids, you can get, if your kids are seen by the doctor and get the letters as well, that's $750 extra a month.
Now, is this only in Toronto? Is this in the GTA? Is this something that
this
you'd like to extend? Or?
This is something that should be happening all over the province. There's groups all over the place that are trying to organize these clinics. There's some going into Ottawa soon. Kitchener's trying to organize them, Peterborough, Belleville. The problem that people are coming up against is a real lack of progressive medical professionals that are willing to give up their time and to devote that to the community to help people get this.
I see.
And there's also doctors that are afraid to do it, afraid that they're going to get reprimanded by the government or worse, you know?
So, in effect, the doctors are already feeling that they're more accountable to the government than the patients.
True, yeah. No, that's 100% true. Now, that's not across the board, right? Like, we do have some doctors that are really putting in a lot of hours with these clinics and giving up so much of their time to help people. But then we get calls from people who are like, I went to my doctor, and the doctor's like, I'm not going to give you this letter, you know? And sometimes even make derogatory comments about how the person should get a job or something.
Was there any fear at the time that by using the benefit in this way, changes to the entitlement might result?
There was discussion around that, and there still is today. The stance that we have to take with that is if the government is going to cut a benefit, as they have before, like Harris cut welfare by 21.6% back in 95.
More recently, the Liberals cut special needs benefits as well.
Like and they cut the community startup thing, which is for people who are moving or have a change in their life where they need to get materials for their living situation, such as furniture or bed or whatever, from once a year to once every 2 years.
I see.
You know, the Tories come in, slash it, do this great damage to communities all over the province. And what do the Liberals do? 3% raise, slap in the face.
I know.
So like,
and probably nothing else in the next budget. We're waiting to see.
No. Well, the Pupatello already publicly said that the government has no intentions on raising the rates anytime soon.
She must have been just told.
Well, you know, I know that they're incredibly pissed at us for organizing around the special diet stuff. So for us to worry too much about what the government's response is going to be to this is not really that, it's not that productive.
I got you.
Another thing, like when we did our first couple of clinics, we had people coming up to us who were like, you guys are going to screw this up. I'm getting special diet money right now and because I have a medical condition, and what you guys are going to do is they're going to take it away and I'm going to get screwed.
Isn't this what the government wants, though? They want us all fighting amongst ourselves. I mean, well, people with disabilities and people with medical problems and people who simply can't find work and single moms, they want us all to feel more entitled than the other?
Mm-hmm. No, for sure. They want us fighting over crumbs. And after talking to this guy, we realized that he was only getting $40 in the special diet. You know, come to this clinic that we're having right now and you'll be able to get the full $250. We can't fight amongst each other. We can't say, I want this and someone else doesn't deserve it. And everybody who's on social assistance needs this money for food.
Yeah.
You know? And that's the thing that we've got. The doctors that we're working with and the ones who have signed on to the letter are just basically saying you don't even need to really assess someone medically to know that they're not going to be healthy with the amount of food and the quality of food that they can buy on social assistance.
The doctors you've been working with have said that.
In the form? The workers don't have the discretion to go through what the letter or form from the doctor and pick and choose what they're going to allow you to have.
Okay.
Basically, there's doctor-patient confidentiality. Whatever the doctor writes on that note or letter, that's the word, doctor-patient confidentiality. And that's not to say that the workers won't try it. We've had a few cases where people have been denied certain items.
Yeah.
Mostly, it's a screw-up. It didn't seem like it was either... They didn't read the form right or something,
Okay.
Or they say after we called them on it. We've had a few people be flat out denied.
Yeah,
said that, and we've had we've dealt with that. And then,
how do you deal with that?
Well, OCAP has a 15-year history of dealing with welfare offices and being aggressive, being a little loud, sending a delegation of 20, 30 people there to shake things up a little bit.
Right.
When people are getting unfairly denied benefits or whatever, right?
Right.
So
it's a moral suasion.
Yeah.
Right.
Nowadays, all we have to do basically is call in and say, listen, straighten this out, and they'll do it.
All right.
And also, the fact is that we know the laws, and if they're breaking the laws, we can just call them on that.
Good.
Like I said, that's not to say that a worker won't say, I want more information from your doctor,
right,
or I want you to tell me what these items are for.
Right.
And you don't have to tell them anything. You just say, doctor-patient confidentiality, none of your business.
Okay.
And they can't really do much more than that.
Good.
thing makes people so excited and so pumped is the fact that this is something tangible that we can work to get people. We're actually, without going out and having a demonstration or a picket where it's a lot of, solid rhetoric and good demands but no results, this is something we're actually hands-on. Like, we're dealing with families. We dealt with a family. There were 7 kids and 2 parents the other day. We got the $250 for each of them.
Good.
So that's $2,250 extra on their check every month.
Fabulous.
And this is a family that was screwed prior to coming to our clinic. We're getting so much support. People are actually, their lives are changing because of this.
And now we'll take a short break with the blues.
But I guess I'll boogie with you a little while. Now, where we going and boogie at? Down to your sister's house. What they having down there? A boogie-woogie thing. Well, all right then. Let's go. Up now, don't do like that. I'm getting too old to wheel on the floor like I used to, but that's why shit little lick I'm gonna put out. Play it, boy. Ooh-wee. That's what I'm talking about. Make them old basses cut up for me again so I can sass it with when they tell you swing yours and I swing mine, and then we'll be trucking on down the line. Come on, you girl, don't go slowing back. I'm an old man and you getting tired already.
And now back to our interview in progress.
Catch 22 for this this benefit. The government makes you get a prescription from a medical professional.
Right.
And there's a shortage of medical professionals in the province. People are having trouble accessing medical professionals or other health concerns. How are people who are on social assistance supposed to even access this special benefit when they can't even get a letter from a doctor? The government wants you to jump through this hoop, which is an insulting and degrading hoop, to have to go to your doctor just for a prescription for food. People can't get it because they're not that, like, A, their doctor just won't do it, or B, they don't have a doctor. We've run eight clinics now. We've seen over 400, 500 people at the clinics, and we're answering, like, the phone's ringing off the hook in our office. We have direct, we like, get the information out to about 30, 40 people a day. And people are going mad. Like, and it makes sense, right? When people are that starved and that hungry to walk around this $250, it shows that there is a risk. Like, and people who are assistants know this, and this is a real problem with how low these rates are.
One of the attitudes I've encountered in social assistance professionals may not believe it, but the attitude is, no, no, I don't want to do anything that might smack of an unfair advantage. And these are people who are being unfairly disadvantaged to begin with. Do you find that?
It's understandable to a certain extent, right? But the argument that I put up in this is that, number one, there are things in this legislation that aren't for necessarily for specific medical conditions other than malnourishment.
burger enough to get the $250. How about a month?